Julian. I was on The Bachelor and I won Bachelor Pad.
And I know nothing about the show, but I love Holly. We're cousins and best friends.
After every episode of The Bachelor, we're hosting a live after party and you're invited.
If you want to gossip about The Bachelor and get the inside scoop on what really happens on the show, you come to the right place.
Welcome to What The Bachelor.
Welcome to What The Bachelor.
I am your host, Holly Julian, and
I am your other host, Megan Eby.
So, guys, did you watch this?
The drama, honey.
Oh, my gosh.
Turn it off. So unprofessional, this one, guys. So unprofessional.
I know. Oh, my gosh. So much happening. Okay, guys.
I mean, there was a lot happening.
Yes.
I mean, I thought last week had, like, a shit ton of drama.
And Megan was even here for the drama.
I wasn't.
She was in Mexico.
I was in Cancun.
But I'm happy she's back. Sorry everybody who loved Blake as my co-host last week, because I got a lot of messages that people loved
You're
him on the show.
You're stuck with me. You're stuck. Sorry, friends.
Yeah, he drank a little too much and spilled the beans
he
on everything.
He drank just enough, but it was the best.
I am happy. Speaking of spilling, oh, Lord. Okay, guys, this is our show, What the Bachelor. We are talking about everything that just happened on the last episode, and number one rule here, no spoilers.
None.
We don't want to know what happens. I don't like to read the ends of the book before I read the beginning of the book.
Girl.
I'm not that kind of girl.
We ain't that
so
kind
don't
of.
Tell me
don't tell
what
us.
Happens at the end of the show.
Better not.
But great news, you guys are watching live on Facebook. You can also watch on YouTube, and we are now on Apple Podcasts.
So check us out, guys!
If you're driving in the car, you want to listen to us, you can tune in now. So make sure to subscribe to those. And let's get this party started.
Yeah. Well, hold on. I feel like we should have like a little cap of like last week into this one,
yeah,
just so, because there was a little bit of like, it kind of went into this week a little bit. And I think, John, do you have a little video?
Megan's little recap video?
I think we have a video of last week's recap. Do you?
Here it comes.
Okay.
No, like, listen, wait a second. I brought that one all the way from Des Moines. How could you?
I had no idea.
It was a really nice bottle of Cox. You knew.
I had no idea. The ideas that I had were none.
You knew that I brought that bottle.
I had no idea.
You knew.
I had no idea.
I don't even care. I don't even care.
Okay.
Woo-hoo!
We can drink from the bottle. I'm not a classy bitch all the time.
I'm so over it. I'm just over it. You knew exactly what you were doing.
You knew.
You're fake and I'm real. You're a fake.
And that was last week's episode in a nutshell.
She was a fake bitch.
She
was a calculated fake bitch.
That was so good.
And
I love
a bully,
it.
Apparently.
Let's just, you know, spend our time making these videos and then showing them to you guys, because that's really entertaining.
That's literally what I do all the time.
Okay, so yeah, she does. So we started this episode off with a one-on-one, just straight
like,
into a one-on-one.
Full-on cowboy boot scootin' boogie, boot scootin' into his heart.
Okay.
Better than moonwalking.
Victoria P. We discussed that I moonwalked on my season of The Bachelor. We are going to discuss it. That's over. last week... No, this week.
This week.
This week.
This past episode.
Guys, she's making me have a drink.
She's literally had two sips.
the entire time. She's hammered.
Welcome to the party.
So, no, literally. So it was a one-on-one right off the gate with the caretaker as
Victoria P.
Blake likes to call her.
Blonde, but wears glasses sometimes, all the time. Sometimes. But I don't think she needs them.
But they're not real because they have no magnifying in it. I think
I think they're those like blue
She got it from Claire's.
Glasses. Yeah, we don't know why she wears them.
My 10-year-old has them.
Megan's favorite person on this season.
But okay, so listen, like you would think that one would be like, oh my God, she's a nurse. Like, yes, nurse power. Yes, we got it together. I just don't feel like she's genuine. Like the whole thing, like she's got a lot of issues. She's got a lot of baggage. I don't think she's genuine. However,
she's the cutest little cowgirl I've ever seen.
She is cute as hell.
She's like, cute. I like how she looks. And I keep thinking, every time she is on screen, I keep thinking, gosh, she's so naturally beautiful.
She really is.
She is so naturally beautiful. And then I really look at her and I think, okay, she's got veneers.
And
then
she might have her lips done.
Her lips are done.
She's got a little bit of filler here.
And then I saw on her bathing suit and I thought, oh, I think she got her boobs done. And then I was like, it doesn't matter if she's doing this. She does look natural. I'm like, wow.
I want to look as natural as her.
I want to look that naturally beautiful.
Yes.
Right?
I'm going to put breasticles instead of testicles.
I think that I'm going to start wearing my fake glasses all the time.
Next week, guys, fake glasses.
Oh, our recap video for next week.
Fake glasses. And, okay, so, also, do you think that her ditty thinks she's the best French kisser in town since they were boat scooting away?
Mm-hmm. And they, guess what? They climbed into that airplane at the end of that day.
Oh, they were dry humping it raw.
Airplane's the new windmill. Yeah.
I mean, they were raw when they got done with that, for sure.
Okay, so, but that date really wasn't,
like, it was lackluster. It wasn't a whole lot to talk about. However, I underlined it as the talk. Like, it literally was like the champagne talk. Like, who knew that champagne could be so exciting? And
you did. You know.
Oh, yeah.
You know that champagne's that exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what's in my cup right now. But according to Hannah Ann, it was a fiasco.
Yes.
The whole champagne gate was a fiasco.
Yeah, Kelsey and Hannah Ann. I thought there was going to be way more to them again. I was like, I didn't want it. Don't give me any more Kelsey and Hannah Ann. I don't want to hear about champagne for a long time. But
I do.
I know. I do. But I was very surprised they didn't keep up that. They made them sit and talk to each other.
Yeah.
They had their little
making up their own words.
Yeah, fiasco.
That I would. We're gonna have a.
It. I hated when she was like, "I would never steal anyone's champagne."
Oh, just sobbing.
Why is that a thing? Like,
bitch, if you steal my champagne.
There's real problems in life. There are real problems
like,
in life.
You, also, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Pretty lackluster up until this point of the episode. You know,
I feel like the end of it was definitely like, wha-bam! But then, like, the rest of it was kind of like, what the hell are we going to fucking talk about?
Oh, guess what we're going to talk about, though?
Let's talk about it, though.
So, the Demi debacle date. Demi comes in. Okay, so as soon as this Demi walks in, Megan obviously doesn't know who Demi is.
I don't know who she is, but I like her.
Because she doesn't watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Demi walks in. I was like, you're going to love her, Megan. You're absolutely going to love her. She is just like you. Just
you're damn
a
right.
Wild, spunky little thing. And she walks in and Megan's like, mm-hmm, I love her.
I like her.
I like her a lot.
I dig her.
So, yes. So she comes in. They beat up all these girls with the pillows, which is, I mean, sounds so fun. Group date, pillow fight. Just what every man wants to see.
Okay. Can we please talk about, like, Tammy? Tammy was like, yeah, I'm going to pillow fight. Like,
as soon as I saw Tammy on this date, I was like, Tammy is the flipper. She flips people. She did that in her like her promo video before the show aired.
She got a bigger wiener than Peter.
Tammy is going to murder people on this date. And then it's like,
she got disqualified.
I was like, I give her so much. I was like, yeah, she's going to kill this date. No.
Okay, I really like her, but I like the fact that she even said to Peter at one point, You think of me as a bro.
And then he kisses her. Which I'm like, all right,
you might kiss your bro, but I mean.
Okay.
I hope
and
not.
Then, so, Alea.
Alea.
I don't know what you're saying. I am not fake. Oh.
Like, I can't stand her. Alea, like, I loved her.
Alea wins the whole thing, and then she wins a crown.
Bitch.
You don't need another crown. But, okay, that's not even the bad thing. The bad thing is that she wears it.
The whole time.
The whole rest of the date, she doesn't take the crown off.
Like, you're so annoying to me right now.
Get over it.
Well, so, okay, I called her Grandma Rose at the very beginning, like the first episode, because she had the letter from her grandma, Grandma Rose, blah, 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 blah. Like, I really liked her. And then I see her and she is drunk with like the captain's hat, like the pilot's hat on. And she is like drunk. And I was like, I kind of like her. Like, she's kind of like, I dig her because she's talking about.
That was the real her.
Oh, that was her. And I really liked her because she was like, I know when to turn it on and I know when to turn it off.
Yeah, that was
the brush before hers. Abby made dust. You're damn
see,
right.
Okay, but okay, so she, Grandma Rose, going back to Grandma Rose the night she gets out of the limo, she's got the letter from the Grandma Rose. I now knowing about her, I think she went and researched that he had a Grandma Rose. She probably don't even have a Grandma Rose.
Hell no.
And she went back and was like, I'm going to say this is from my Grandma Rose, and then we're going to have that in common. It's going to be this serendipitous moment. And we're going to fall in love. She planned that out.
She sure, like, I mean, I felt she was very rehearsed. Like, she's probably been in, like, toddlers and tiaras, been in pageants since she was, like, 8 months old, wearing the flippers and all that bullshit, looking like she's, like, full on.
Yeah,
like,
it's, I didn't know a lot about pageants my whole life, and now that I am heavily involved in pageants through my job, I know these pageant girls, and I know the girls that have grown up in pageants.
Mm-hmm. And the ones that just kind of come into
it. Yeah, like the new girls that come in and they're super real. And then there's pageant girls who have an answer for everything. Mm-hmm. Everything sounds rehearsed and calculated. It's because they are trained to speak like that.
From literally the time they were able to talk. And it was, you could definitely tell, like, that's what she was doing. And, like, after the fact that when she was, like, kind of talking, and then homegirl, what was her name? Sydney called her out. She's like, I think that you're fake. I feel like you're calculated. She's like, I don't know what you're saying. Like, I'm not. I'm so real. Like, what makes you think that I'm so calculated?
I'm like, bitch, I'm about to punch you in the face.
Like, I laughed a little bit, laughed out loud when Peter said, I have a really good feeling about you, to Alea. Like, you are not a good judge of character at this point.
And, like, he's so cute. Like, I literally, how many times did we say during the whole episode?
He's so,
like,
handsome.
He's so handsome. Like, he's just, like, the boy next door. And he's so kind and he's so caring. Like, you just feel like, when you see, like, these bitches are like, I'm giving you everything I have and I just love you and I've been through so much in my life. And he's just really looking at him like he, like, cares. And I'm like,
yeah,
get out of here. Get out of here. You're annoying to me, these girls. But he is precious. We love him.
Okay, so we're on the group date and the nighttime group date after the pillow fight group date. And we have he gets to see Kelly again. Kelly is the girl that he knew previously.
Oh, I like her a lot. Like,
he
I
knew
really
Kelly
like her.
Previously. Mm-hmm. And he gets to, you know, see her again tonight. And he is just smitten. Like, you can
tell he likes her.
Yep. You can see it in his eyes that he really likes her.
But I really feel like she genuinely likes him too. Like, she was like, if it weren't for you and our previous connection, I don't feel like I would stay here. Like, I feel like I would have been long gone a long time ago. And I felt that in my soul.
And she straight up was like, your facial hair is too long. You're going to need to shave that. And he's like, okay.
That's, like, wife material.
He likes her because otherwise he'd be like, no,
bitch,
this is what I look like.
Like, almost. This is my life.
I like this look. And he's like, no. Okay, I'll shave for you.
My husband does tell me that I need to shave my facial hair too. That it does get a little bit too long. I feel his pain on that.
Oh, your poor husband has to deal with you.
Hi, Adam.
Okay, so then we get. Well, then Sydney gets to talk to.
Yes, and I really like her. And, like, I didn't know who she was at first. Like, I was like, what is her name? I don't even know her name.
I think she's beautiful. I think Sydney is beautiful.
Stunning.
Have you guys seen season 2 of You? Because the 15-year-old girl in the show looks exactly like Sydney.
Wait a second. I did. Okay, I watched half of the first episode.
Am I right?
I feel like.
Am I right?
She's ditzy.
No. She's just this, not ditzy. No, they're beautiful. They're just. She's just a young, beautiful girl. And every time I see her, I think this girl is not old enough to be on The Bachelor. She's 15.
Like, and then she's on it. But I like that she called out Alea. Like she was like, I don't feel it. She's being that genuine to you. And I was like, yes, yes. Okay, so a question for you regarding the whole thing. Oh, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say like, Peter called her out.
Well, so that's what I wanted to know. So whenever he like. He gets done talking to her, and then he comes back and he sits with all these women, and he's like,
"That never Sydney's happens. Usually, it's like behind the scenes, like, hey, just tell me who it was." He sits, he straight up like, gets in front of all the girls and was like, "All right, so this happened.
Sydney said Alea that you a fake ass bitch. Like,
no, like, no. He didn't even say Alea. Sydney said someone in here's fake. Who is it?" And then she's like.
But then she was like, all right, like, I'm gonna tell you right now, it was homegirl. Like, she called her out, and like, the whole time when, I love the way they kind of had it, because Alea was kind of in the background, and like, the fire was coming up, and she was saying that like,
she's
disingenuous, and like, the fire's coming up, and she's like, I just feel like you don't know how to act real. Do you feel that way? And she's like, the fire's like right here, and like, she just was like, the fire's about to come through her eyeballs. At Sydney right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I wanted to ask you is, do you think that, or like with your previous background of being on The Bachelor, do you think the producers were like, hey, I want you to go sit in all of those girls and bring up this drama right now? Or do you think that was his own like calculation of what he wanted to do?
That seemed like he brought it up himself. I think he's not playing by the rules as previous Bachelors and Bachelorettes have. He's done a lot of things differently that I keep writing down because I'm like, that's different. And for him to go and call out.
Like, he called her out.
He called her out to tell the whole group, because I think he wanted answers. And I think girls behind, like, when you're one-on-one with someone and you're talking to them, you can get a different story. But if you say it in front of the whole group, other girls will call you out.
They were like, yes.
You're lying. You're lying. So I think, I mean, that was smart of him. I would have been shocked if I were Sydney and that happened, I would have been like.
I would have felt like I'd shit my pants. Like, oh my God.
A deer in headlights.
Oh my God. You just called me out. How are you going to call me out in front of everybody right now?
Like, yeah, but then.
I gotta sleep with them.
So, usually tattling is the worst thing you can do in the Bachelor house. Like,
everybody was tattling.
Yeah.
Everybody.
It's the worst thing you can do. It's like. You're done after that. It's like, okay, thank you. I used you for the information. Now you're going home. And in this case,
he was
again,
like,
Peter stepping outside the Bachelor box, and he gives the rose to Sydney for
tattling.
I'm like, all right. That's new. That's something new that I wasn't expecting.
But I felt like it was a very genuine tattle also, because like, she literally, like when the cameras come on, she's, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, no, I'm so genuine. Like, every time she spoke, I felt like she was on stage answering a question to a judge. Like, on a pageant. Like, everything was super calculated. And that's why I think that I'm not fake.
What did I say when we were watching it? The realest thing about her.
This is so great, guys.
Her nose started running during this episode, and I was like, that's the realest thing about her. Because everything else, it was so fake. Calculated and fake. And her nose started running. I was like, look, she's real.
Look at that snot, guys.
She's real.
She's like, that's the realest thing about her. And I was like,
no. Okay, Alea.
Like, true that.
Yeah, let's ask you some questions, Alea. Hello, Alea. Are you being real tonight? I'm Peter. Are you being real tonight?
I have never been fake in my life. Of course I'm being real.
Where is your crown right now?
Oh my God, I have 30 crowns. It's actually right here out of my asshole.
Do you fart?
Oh God, no. Well, when I do fart, it sounds like popcorn, and it's actually glitter that comes out of my anus.
Are you that dirty girl in the captain's hat?
Oh. Captain's hat gives me dirty, squirty diarrhea.
And what's up with the girl saying, you want a belly rub?
You know what I said whenever she said that? Oh, because she was like, I am so real right now. I was like, fart if you're real. But then I realized that she was wearing the thong with the pants over top of it. So whenever she farted, it literally was going, like there was going to be no sound. And can we please talk about those pants? Because her ass was so white.
We're not to the pool party yet. We're still at the cocktail party.
Sorry, guys. I got really excited.
We are at the cocktail party, but we can move on to the pool party, guys.
Let's talk about the pool party because I have a lot to say.
The cocktail party, Sydney gets the rose.
She gets the rose because she tattled.
But no, but it was a good, sweet, genuine.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now we're moving on. Next day, we're having a pool party. No cocktail party, which I love these because it's way more fun than a boring old cocktail party. And you get to see everyone in their swimsuits. Yeah, best part about pageants.
Yes, it is. Well, used to be.
Miss America, bring it back.
Bring back the swimsuits, please, God.
Okay, so if you guys notice that they're all sitting around, Chris Harrison walks in and says, hey, everybody, we're having a pool party today. And Alea has her crown sitting next to her.
Like, beside her at all
it's
times.
It's like right here on the couch.
She's like,
I was like, girl, put that thing away.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Okay, and so they're all talking. I think, this is what I think. Alea keeps wanting to talk about this. She's going around group to group to group, and I think it's because she wants
to believe her own lies.
No, I think she wants more airtime. She's smart.
I would never think about that. Like,
she's
I'm like, okay.
Smart girl. I think she wants more airtime.
Who? I don't even know who. JD Durste Yarborough. Who even asked about the belly rub? Who was it?
I don't know, but you're on my belly.
Oh, girl.
Weirdos.
I laughed so hard, but I was like, she probably feels better now that she farted. No. And she wants her belly rubbed.
We're
now.
Done with that. Okay, no, but I do think she wants more airtime, so I think that's why she keeps going around talking and talking and talking, and then pulls Peter aside. Peter, let's talk about this. Also,
like a pageant girl.
Also pulls Sydney aside. Let's talk about this.
Let's rehash it.
I really think she's like, I want this episode to be all about me.
But I also feel like, too, whenever people are like, they want to believe their own lies. Like, they're like, if I just say it enough times, that,
I will believe it.
I'm going to believe it, and so will everybody else. Like, it's going to be fine.
Right.
And I felt like that's what she kind of did, too. Like, it's really smart about the whole airtime thing, but I also feel like maybe if I say it enough times, I'll believe my own lie. And I genuinely feel like she is not real.
It's entertaining is all that is. It's like,
it's annoying.
It is annoying. It's very annoying to watch. But I was like, oh, this is so much fun because this has given us something
like,
to talk
so
about.
So much to talk about. But I was like, I couldn't stop talking like her either. Like, I was like, tell me more, Alea. Oh, I know. Like, you're so real. Like, I could not stop talking. Yeah. Like, and it's going
to
be
But then
on.
We get, then he goes and talks to sweet Maddie Madison.
And like, as soon as I see her, I'm like,
oh, listen, they're like head to head.
Like, oh, we're so in love. We're already so in love.
I just love you. But they are so sweet. They
like,
are.
I genuinely like her. I know that she had her whole Instagram. Thank you. Sorry. Her Instagram debacle with I'm genuine. I'm genuine and real.
So if anybody didn't tune in last week, Madison had posted a picture on her Instagram and then commented on her own Instagram and said,
thinking it was a different one.
What a great date, Maddie.
We love you. You're genuine and real. And
it was so awkward.
Didn't realize she was still signed in as hers.
As herself under her own. Anyway, I know I have that in the back of my mind every time I see her and I think, oh, she's so cute and they have such a good connection and she went on this awesome date and got to meet his family. But also,
she also did that.
Yeah.
And that's kind
so
of awkward.
What you trying to pull online, girl?
Like, I just feel like text your friends like I do and be like, but hey, girl, comment this.
He did say to her, you're so genuine. And then I laughed because she knows it, too. She knows she's genuine.
Is she, though? She's more genuine than Alea,
Yeah, but
for
at
sure.
that pool party, so Peter gets stressed out because he's pulling Alea aside.
Grandma Rose.
He's pulling Grandma Rose over and over and over, trying to figure out what's going on.
And she's like, I feel great. I feel so good. And the only thing that I can keep thinking about is I see her nails and they're chipped.
I know. That's all I kept staring at.
Girl.
But Peter, he's really stressed out, and he's, like, so serious and intense, and he's so cute when he's like that.
Oh, my God, he's so cute.
He's adorable. He's so and then cute. Chris Harrison, when he comes in and was like, he's emotional, he's confused. And I was like, yes, I know I like him this way. This is my favorite Peter, emotional and confused.
And then my Kenna is literally on the sidelines like, ah! Like, nobody's heard from my Kenna, like, all episode. And she's sobbing. I'm like, why is this bitch crying? Like, why is she crying? Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. She was sobbing. I just didn't get any time with him today. Like, I was like, bitch, take a seat. Like, nobody cares. Like, you're fine. Calm down. You're acting like my 13-year-old prepubescent, like, little child right now. Like, take a seat. You're fine.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, let's discuss Kelsey knowing. Kelsey knows. Okay, we've seen this scenario. Hannah B. and Kaylin.
Oh, no, was it Victoria? It was Victoria. It was the nurse that knew.
Yeah, but two seasons ago. Okay, for anyone that doesn't know Megan, my co-host, she doesn't know anything about The Bachelor.
She's
never seen it before, and I thought this is the perfect co-host for the show. I know a lot. I watch it every season, and she knows nothing. So
nothing. I know that she was on it.
A real raw opinion of what's happening. So let me tell you, two seasons ago, we have a what?
Lacey Hennessy. Oh, girl, love your name.
Are the cameras always rolling, or do they say action to start a scene? It always seems really overproduced this week.
Yes, it did.
Let me tell you that a lot of the scenes are put together. They are... So if they're having a conflict, they're going to set them in the same room, or they're going to say, hey, go in there and talk to this person. And then really like, go ahead and talk this out, and they're going to film the whole thing. So a lot of things are set up. I think, they do have some cameras now, like posted around the house, because I think the kitchen angle,
I think
Alea in the kitchen sitting on the counter, I don't think those were real cameras because they were angled up high.
Yeah.
And I think she was being her real authentic self at that point.
I loved her then.
Yeah. Megan kept saying, oh, who's this girl? I like her a lot. And I was like, oh, that's Grandma Rose. Like, she's great. And then the show kept going on. I was like, oh, we don't like her at all. But her real authentic self, which she was not showing anybody, was caught on those cameras.
Loved it.
And I think that, yeah. So they're not always rolling. I sat around the house a lot with no cameras, and I filmed in the winter, so we couldn't have a pool party. It was freezing out, even though it was California. It was chilly and rainy, and so I didn't do anything. If there was a group date going out, I would just be at home with one other girl.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, there was one night where we were like, please, can we have McDonald's?
Really?
And they went out and got us McDonald's.
So who cooks you food? Like, how do you eat food?
So this is a fun little fact. There's just a piece of paper on the counter in the kitchen. And if you're like really craving something, you just write it on the paper. Mm-hmm. And within like a couple hours, your food is there. But it's not like you can be like, I want Taco Bell. Oh my God. It's like, I want salad. Nobody wants a salad.
Except for this one.
I do. Okay. But I remember like, I used to love hot dogs. How funny. This is hilarious. I don't eat them anymore. But I wrote hot dogs. Like, I wanted, like, junk food all the time.
So do you have to cook it?
Yeah. So you cook your own food.
This is some horseshit.
Yeah. So, honestly, Blake grew up with a very nurturing mom and stepmom. And they both cooked. And I didn't know how to cook at all when I got on the show. So I literally was cooking a hot dog in a pan on the stove, and he walked in the kitchen and he said he was appalled that I was just cooking a hot dog in a pan.
Now
and he was like, oh my God, that's like, this is not the girl for me.
Hey, Abby,
Abby writes in and said they don't eat.
They don't eat.
But that's true on dates. You never see them eating on dates. The food always gets cold. Anyway, so the food on the the show you do cook yourself. Rose ceremony nights and cocktail parties, you know, they have a whole kitchen filled with food. So you don't have to do anything. You just have to get ready and go downstairs. And then you get your pick out whatever dinner you want.
Okay.
But the one night when all the girls were out of the house and it was just me and one other girl, we asked, we're like, can we please get McDonald's?
What did you eat? They brought us a McDonald's. What did you eat though?
Back then, I don't know, probably chicken nuggets and french fries.
Yeah, you did.
Save the chickens.
Oh, hell.
Oh. What was I saying before? We were talking about Kelsey. Oh, Kelsey.
Kelsey's the champagne gate.
Right, right. Okay, okay, so yeah. this scenario now has played itself out twice in two like back-to-back seasons because Colton's season, there was two girls, pageant girls, Hannah B., who was just the previous bachelorette, and another girl named Kaylin, and they were two pageant girls. They competed at Miss USA together, and they brought them in. They knew each other, and they were roommates, and did not. They had bad blood.
They
and
didn't so disclose that.
They walked into it, and they did.
Did they know that each other, they were going to be on the
yes.
whole thing?
And then they went in and told everybody, we know each other. Like,
I hate her.
So this was kind of sneaky of
Alea.
Yeah. Alea to be like to Victoria.
Like don't tell them that I know her. Like yeah. you better not say anything that we know each other. Because okay, and then she also said,
oh yeah.
She was like, I don't want to get disqualified. Like literally that's pageant coaching right there, I felt like. Like, how can you get disqualified from marriage? Like what?
Yeah, disqualified. She's like, I didn't want to get disqualified. And I was like, this is a show to find your husband. This is not a disqualification like a pageant, guys.
Like, it was the weirdest thing ever. But then I thought it was very smart of Victoria to be like, I don't want to tell you this, but she told me not to tell the producers that I know her.
But they also had conflicting stories. Victoria said, I know her of all of 3 hours. And then Alea said, we like pretty much go way back. We have a lot of mutual friends. And I was like, wait, now who do I believe? I already don't trust Victoria P.
I don't trust her very much, but I do trust her more than I trust Alea.
Yeah. Alea just doesn't seem real.
She is so like on. Like she is like, this was her episode. Like I felt like she was like, I am here to fake everybody. Like, that's, like, the impression that I just got from her. And I really, like, I'm really sad because I really did genuinely like her. And she just screwed it all up for me. And as much as I don't like Victoria and I feel like she's just disingenuine, I thought that was genuine of her.
I secretly hoped that she, when Alea got confronted again by Peter, and he said, she said she knows you from the pageant. She said you didn't know her. I was like, throw her under the bus or something else. Like, oh, you know some crap about her. Go ahead and say it now.
She's got a weenie. Like, I just knew something was going to happen. Like, she's got crabs. But, like,
say anything.
Something. Anything. But, like, she didn't. But, like, her face, whatever he was, like, telling, he's like, so I know that you told Victoria that you told her to tell the producers that we don't know each other. And her face was like, like, and it was like, can't compute, can't, I don't know what to do.
But, I mean, good recovery on being like,
I didn't want to be disqualified. I'm here to win the pageant. Where's my crown? Yeah. Am I going to get my crown taken away from me? Like, she's beautiful. She's stunning, gorgeous. Like, even with no makeup on, like, she's still like a soft five, like, with it. Like, and whenever I have no makeup on, it's like, look at this bum, like, yeah. in the gutter.
These, I know, it's so hard, because these girls go from no makeup to, like, full glam like full every day. On. And I mean, we all look rough with no makeup on. That's just, it's
true
known.
Story.
But I wouldn't be, I mean, this is television, guys.
Like put on a natural
makeup.
I put makeup on,
and then.
To go to the gym. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. She wears nothing to the gym. She's naturally beautiful.
I got up and put makeup on before I even walked downstairs to be on camera.
I look like a butch lesbian ready to change a carburetor.
Right. They would kick me out. They would be like, oh, the bachelor's here. If I walked down the stairs with no makeup on.
And then as soon as I put my face on, I'm like, oh it's the drag queen. Is she a man? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. But here I am.
Okay, so Peter had a hard decision. And
he did, and he was very dramatic about it. It was very dramatic the way they're like, Peter's upset. Peter's not here.
That last rose, I guess we shouldn't spoil it for the people watching on the East
Coast. Well, like they're watching us, like they know that we're for right after The Bachelor. So like we're here to talk about, so we're not, it's not a spoiler alert because it's already aired.
Yeah, it has aired. Okay, you're fine. All right, you're fine.
I am fine.
Are you greedy fan?
Yeah!
So, that last rose
was dramatic AF.
He had two roses left, guys.
Dramatic.
And he walks out and he's like, all right, let's just take one away.
Take it away.
And you know that was what's-her-face's rose.
100%. And Mykenna was literally losing her ever-loving mind.
Mykenna is going through puberty. She has just got her hormones because she's crying over everything.
She doesn't even have her period yet. Like, she's about to get it. Like, she's not even had it.
These girls are so young.
So young. We're old as hell, guys. Like, we're about to go through the change, and they're not even going through any kind of change.
It's just a lot of crying.
It was like just dramatic, and I was like, get your shit together. You look weak. Nobody wants a weak woman. Get it together, Mykenna. You're a clothier, whatever the hell that means. Okay? Oh,
look what you dropped.
Oh, this is, hey guys.
Hey, guess what?
This is a perfect time to talk about Pronk Studios, where we film this podcast.
This is our beautiful studio in Greenville, South Carolina. So if you guys live in or around here, you guys can come be a part of our live audience.
Oh my God, please!
You can come watch this show with us.
You can come drink champagne. I always bring a bottle of champagne with me.
And you can be part of the show, guys. So
please be a part of our show with us, because I would love to have somebody laugh at my not funny jokes. So
that's why I'm here.
That's why she's here. But no, seriously, it's a super cool setup. It's a great studio. And if you want to start your own podcast, contact them. So there you go.
Pronk.tv. And this is our wonderful studio brought to you by Pronk Studios. It's great here.
Yeah, we like it.
Okay, I mean, did you have any questions?
Yeah, I asked you a couple. Oh. Okay, another thing. I saw all of their bunk beds. And what did you sleep in whenever you were on the show, Holly?
Every time the show airs, I think, oh, like, that. I remember that room.
They slept in knapsacks.
Then they went to the bedroom, one of the bedrooms, and they were all in bunk beds. And I was like, oh, trying to figure out. I was like, was that my room? And I was like, dang, they got way better beds. But we didn't, on my season of The Bachelor, we didn't have bunk beds in my room. So I had a regular twin bed.
Like the real
But there were five girls packed into one tiny little room.
Okay, so.
Room, like a closet.
Whenever you were with your girls, like, did you become really close with them?
I guess at the time you did, because you're bonding over an experience that...
Over a guy that you're both fighting for.
It's just a really messed up show. Just the whole premise is messed up.
When you think about it, like
every girl hates guys that cheat, and then they're like, I love watching the show, watching this man kiss all these women.
But then it's also like, then they talk about it, like, after the fact, like, how was your day with Peter? Like, bitch, I'm trying to go on a date with Peter. Like,
yeah.
And
then if you're like quiet about it, you're like, I don't want to tell you.
Then they hate you.
Yeah.
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 So did y'all hear the one girl talk about, like, I think it might have been Alea, that they were getting like the date. And then she was like, how do you feel about not getting a date?
That was at the beginning of the episode when he announced the date card, or somebody read the date card.
I think he did.
And Alea.
And she was like, how do you feel about not getting a date?
How do you feel about not getting a date?
Like,
dang, bitch move. Woo. Like,
mind your business. I'm about to cry in the bathroom by myself.
Like, yeah. So, you guys can, this is a very interactive show.
We want it to be, like, ask questions. Like, where are your questions?
Yeah, send in questions to us. What do you want to know? Anything behind the scenes? Anything about the show? Let's talk about it.
We want to see pictures of your watch party. We want to see you guys drinking with us. So I know that I'm not the only alcoholic.
Or you can be here with us. That's even more
fun. Could, if you're local, please. And then Holly not drinking her drink.
Sipping on it, okay?
Literally sipping. Put a nipple on it, please. And then, like, we just want to know what's going on. Like, what do you think? What's your fancy? We want to know all about it.
Yeah, who are your favorite girls? Because we are down to 12 girls, guys.
Oh, my God.
12 Girl. Girls left.
Girl. And like the ones that I loved, I'm like, I'm so sad. Like, Alea, I really liked her. Grandma Rose. Like, she wore her grandma's crocheted pants today to cover up her white ass. What? Oh, yes. Dorothy Watts. What do you think about this kissing?
His kissing. Okay, so he kisses a lot of girls. A lot. That's, I mean, that's normal.
You kiss a lot of girls. That's,
I wish. Where's Demi?
I like her. I admit it.
Anyway, so that's just like the name of the game, and it's gross. And
it is gross.
I was on a 2-on-1 date, and I did not know he was previously making out with the girl.
Like, making out? Like, what if he's doing other things,
And
guys?
Then came and made out with me.
God!
And I did not know until I came back and watched it. And
she stuck that tongue all the way down his throat.
Okay, I did.
Felt his esophagus, everything. Okay, so I noticed with Peter kissing, like, in movies, I feel like they use a lot of tongue. I feel like he's very reserved with his kissing. I feel like, in general, do they tell him, like, do not stick your tongue down her throat, you're going to catch something, or do most bachelors...
Oh, you want to kiss.
Like, they want the tongue down, like...
Yeah, he must just be a weird kisser if he's not shoving his tongue anywhere. So you heard it here first.
You better shove your tongue somewhere.
Christy said, Holly, would you ever go on the show again knowing what you know? Well, yes, I would.
Bye, Blake. Peace out, Blake.
See ya. I'm going to go apply at abc.com/The Bachelor.
I would shit a brick if she did.
He tried to apply for me.
I remember
one time.
Him saying that. I laughed so hard. I was like, I could see his ass doing that.
Yeah, I mean, knowing what I know now, I think I would run away with it because I'd be like, I would be so like calm
Chill,
and cool.
Relax.
I'd be like, yeah, what's up? You want to go hang out? Let's go over here. Let's have a conversation.
It's like this your cool. second time go as on, a mom.
Yeah,
you
it's
know
like
I mean?
Go on a date and come back to
like
me.
It's fine,
see you
guys.
Later. I think it would be.
Like, it's fine. It's
it would
easy
be
sailing.
Easy. Yeah, I know. It'd be easy, I think, until I got... I don't know. I obviously can't go on the show. And I'm obviously way too old
I'm
for
going
the
on the show.
They should have a seniors edition of
The Golden Girls. You'd be Maude. Abby Rose.
What surprised you the most about watching your season afterwards? Oh, okay. So...
That's a good question.
I had
good
never,
question, Abby.
I had never watched The Bachelor prior to me going on it. I actually had watched one episode because I had an ex-boyfriend who was obsessed with it, and I happened to be over on a Monday night, and he was like, can't
over
talk.
On a Monday night.
Can't talk. I got to watch The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. So I watched one episode, and this is the weird fun fact. One of the girls that was on that season, it was Travis Stork's season, I believe. One of the girls that was on his season was on a plane next to me one time.
Did y'all become best friends?
And I
friends?
Was like, I feel like I know you, which was hilarious because people say that all the time to me. I feel like I know you. I'm like, I know how you know me. But
porn.
I'm like,
porn. Yeah.
So she was like, oh, I was on The Bachelor. Her sister told me she was on The Bachelor. Anyway, years later, I end up being on The Bachelor. And there she writes me and was like, I can't believe you're on this now.
And yes, are y'all still friends?
Small world. We're Facebook friends.
What's her name?
Jihan.
Jihan? Hey, girl. What's up, Jihan?
Wait, what was Abby's question?
What surprised you the most about your season after like, watching
so
it?
Oh, so just watching it and seeing how I reacted on camera and how I looked on camera and how I talked. Because you never, like, you really don't get to hear yourself talk and interact with people. Mm-hmm. And I watched it and I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, why did I say that? Why did I do that? Why did I moonwalk? What did Jessica say here?
Jessica, Madison is cruising through this because it doesn't seem like there is any competition for her yet. Do y'all think she'll make it far or end soon? I think she'll make it far.
I do. Okay, so I have my top three in what I think. I think Madison is going to do really well, obviously.
I think she'll do really well.
I think Kelly is going to do.
That's the attorney, the one that he knew from the hotel.
Yes. I mean, and then I think Hannah Ann's going to do well.
I think, so I think that Hannah Ann is going to do well, but I also think that Victoria F., the one from Virginia Beach, for some reason, I don't know, like her last episode when she was very vulnerable and she just was like, I'm not like the other girls. I think he likes that. I don't, I, I honestly think that.
But so my top three are Hannah Ann, Madison, and Kelly.
I think Madison, Hannah Ann, and Victoria F. Is that the Virginia Beach girl? The one that was like, that my vagina's dry. Or not dry.
Oh, yes, her vagina's wet.
But like her last episode, like I felt like she was super vulnerable. And I really think that he liked that. Like I think that he was totally digging it.
We didn't see a lot of her this episode.
No, not like.
But I didn't miss her.
She did this one time. She goes, and I was like, where's her face? Like her face went away because she was. I was like, who's that? She ain't got no face.
I'm sorry, but I didn't miss her this episode. No. Something about her.
I think Blonde Victoria will do well. Christina Wellis, I think that she also would do well. I just don't think that she's genuine.
Something about her. I don't trust something about her.
And I don't either.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
She's fake.
I feel like there's something that's going to come out. Oh, you guys, did you watch the next episode?
What was it? I didn't even know. I forget.
Guess who comes back?
Not
Hannah B. Thank God. But someone gets kicked off and comes back.
Like, I can't even deal. Y'all, what about the commercial for next week with Victoria F and her date with her ex, Chase Rice?
Oh, wait, what?
Who's Chase Rice? That's totally set up by producers knowing that info, right?
Chase Rice? Maybe I just didn't see that.
I didn't see that either. But
I think we were micing up during that. Who's Chase Rice?
Is that another Bachelor person? I don't know.
No.
You would know. And I don't know.
It sounds like a good football player.
It sounds like I'm ready to shake and bake, and I helped. Chase Rice. I'm hungry already.
Well, listen, this was great. I loved watching.
This was the best time ever.
I know.
So with the rose ceremony, like he literally was like, screw you, Alea. We're done.
Yeah.
And then she comes back. F that.
She does.
I don't want her back.
I can't wait to. No, she's coming to clear her name, which in all honesty, I wish I would have come back.
Are you serious right now? Are you serious right now, Clark?
I'm about to call my bachelor and be like, that's it. I want answers. I want to know why you sent me home.
He's married with two kids, living his life with a dad bod.
Tell me why. I'm going to write him right now.
Why?
Oh, Chris Rice is a country singer.
I don't know these things.
Okay, so Victoria dated this guy.
Apparently.
And then, wait, does he come on the show?
Ooh. What? Where were we?
Ooh, putting our mics on.
Oh, God. All right. Here we go. Shit, fire, and save the matches.
No, that's not it. Okay, guys.
She is very...
Listen, this has been wonderful.
This has been great, guys.
And we cannot wait to watch next episode with you guys.
Next episode is going to be fire.
Tell your friends.
All your friends.
Have them join the party with
us. Tell your mama.
Come join us here.
Get your drink because homegirl is not going to drink hers.
Stop peer pressuring me.
Drink your drink, Shelby.
Drink your juice, Shelby.
Well,
drink your juice.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, listen to us because who else is going to listen to us except for us?
And go watch the greatest videos ever of Megan from Mexico on our Instagram page.
Arriba!
At What the Bachelor.
And just don't forget to share, like, comment, post, and there you go. Ask lots of questions.
Yeah, can't wait to talk to you guys next week.
Bye, guys.